You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As part of our series, Minding Michigan, we explore mental health issues in our state. Today, we introduce you to Patrick Cleland, better known as Rick Chime. He's a rapper from West Michigan with new music released earlier this year, and he's collaborating with local artists around the state with several projects in the works. Despite that success, Chime struggles with depression, and he talks about it in his newest album. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia has this profile.
Those who know Rick Chime call him a wordsmith, a hip-hop poet. His newest album, Bald Since Birth, was produced with friend Nixon. Together, they mix beats with lyrics to form a blend of hip-hop and spoken word. Chime has been busy this year with collaborations, including this one with indie folk band The Accidentals.
I don't have the patience to stay here. Traveled hours in a van just to play here. And I know if we stop for too long, I might fall for this guy on the grill. He can take care.
Get me out on the parking lot. Get me
Then there was a dance film made to his original track called Pull Me Back off his newest album. As a kid, Chime was obsessed with basketball. He played in high school and some in college. But at the age of 15, his dad died in a plane accident, and that really changed the direction of his life.
After the plane crash happened, I submersed myself even further into basketball and at the same time into hip-hop.
Crashed in that plane, abandoned us for some reason, never sought to talk to someone with the training that could help me make some sense of what was going on inside my head.
Each song on the album tells a part of Chime's story, from the loss of his dad to where he is today. He began writing the lyrics shortly after Art Prize 2013. That's the year he performed a 17.5-hour freestyle rap.
It was in pursuit of a Guinness Book record, and that was, you could only stop for 5 seconds, and there was just consistent content coming from all these different sources.
Chime did not get that record for longest freestyle rap, but people were paying attention, and he was gaining notoriety. Still, something was off.
Here's all this love coming, and almost feeling like you don't deserve it.
Chime had a feeling his depression was keeping him from truly being comfortable in his own skin, but he didn't know what to do about it.
Because I didn't love myself, and I was getting all this validation from the outside. Once I eventually started to receive these things that I thought were going to bring happiness, and they didn't, a huge wake-up call. And once I started to do the work to break down some of the negative routines and replace them with positive, things started to fall in place.
Around the same time, Chime started working with the Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan. He was learning about mental health first aid and using his music to connect with kids.
I'm using the music as a vehicle to articulate these messages to these young people. But at the same time, I'm learning what the signs and symptoms of depression and about mental illness are myself.
Chime finally found the help he was looking for. He wrote a full-length album documenting his journey. And he says if other people can put the stigma behind them, they can get the help that they want.
And a lot of people are sitting there knowing that they could probably benefit from an outside perspective, someone with professional training. There's a difference between knowing that and going and making that move to put yourself out there. And a lot of that's because of the stigma that surrounds it. And we've been taught that vulnerability isn't strength. And it's pretty much the opposite, I believe. And there's nothing wrong with going to get a coach. Don't think that you have to navigate it as a solo mission.
Chime continues to talk with young people about suicide prevention and the signs and symptoms of depression. He also mentors young rappers.
If you're with me, you should lift your mixture. Perfect your recipe dutifully, risk for
the last song on his album is called Today, and it strikes a hopeful note. Chime says he's committed to finding balance in his life, and he encourages others to do the same. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.